This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ha ha! Amazing new footage. Kayla Bennett just released. We'll get Infowars.com, but soon. Tell you about it next segment.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kalen Bennett and Will Johnson both do reporting for Infowars.com, both have their own independent sites and operations. They went out to Austin for the illegal alien thing Saturday. They shot so much footage, they finally released it. They go up and try to get people to take an illegal alien in their house, and they go, no, I got to vet them first. They go, but wait, we can't vet them at the border? Wait till you see this footage. That's all coming up. But let's go ahead and go to Gavin in Missouri. You're on the air, Gavin. Thanks for holding.
Hi there. Appreciate the time, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I feel honored to speak to you, honestly, as I've been following you for a long time in your fight for truth and freedom.
Brother, I'm honored to talk to you. It's you, the listeners, that keep my ass out of prison.
Yeah. Dude, that's actually
Let me tell you, the prize here is defeat the globalists and don't get killed. I mean, I'm down. I'm not looking for a jet airplane, folks. I'm just looking to defeat the globalists so they don't kill my ass.
Trying to do the damn job. Respectable, yeah, 100%.
Thank you, brother. So what's on your mind?
Honestly, I even typed it out just so that way I can get my point.
Sure, go ahead.
As hard as I can. On the ICE, the ICE terrorist attack, I just think it's absolutely terrible that we're taking in people, feeding and keeping them safe and alive, and poor old Antifa comes out in the name of right and wrong, attempting to murder their innocent American ICE workers, taking these illegal immigrants and allowing them asylum, you know what I mean? What they're fighting for, of course.
Well, that's it, is that it's everyone's trying to get in. 150-something thousand a month they catch. A lot of them turn themselves in. You got to process people, find out who you are. On average, they're let out in 14 days, 90% of them. The border's wide open. It's like a filter, you know, on a water hose or something, but it doesn't filter the water. It just filters out the particula. It's not even getting most of the particula. I mean, they're overwhelmed. And I meant to get to this today. I have all these hearings where they bitch at the Border Patrol going, you're not taking care of everybody properly. They're like, we don't have the funds. And the liberals who block the funding this year and last year act like it's their fault when they're the ones that block the funding, and it's the Democrats that announce the open border. Is that not sick?
It's just the most sickening thing that you could imagine.
It's like if I announced at your house, without you knowing, hey, Gavin's having a party this Saturday, free food, free beer, and Jay-Z is going to be playing there at midnight. You'd probably have 1,000 people show up at your three-bedroom house. And then I'd show up as a Democrat when you didn't have Jay-Z there, free food or beer, and I'd say, Gavin, you bastard, you criminal, you didn't have Jay-Z there or all the free beer. Well, you'd say to me, hey, Alex, you're the one that put the lie out. Think about that.
No, you're exactly right. And it's just unbelievable in every sense of the word.
I meant to get to it. You ought to see these. I watched the hearing last week. I watched this weekend where they go, how dare you separate families? And they go, we've got thousands showing up a day per sector, and most of them aren't with their parents. You understand? Most of the kids are begging for mommy. We're sending them back to their parents. A lot of them are kidnapped. And they go, that's easy for you to say as a white man. And it's just like, you're like, what the hell are these people talking about? It's like, is there any end to it? It's so, like this one woman from Hawaii is like a demonic turtle. And she just sits there and spouts this stuff. And you're like, I don't know. Where do you think all this goes, Gavin?
Honestly, with the way that the spectrum is and that as wide as it's become, I think there's just too many options to take into account. I couldn't really give you a definitive answer.
I hear you. There are a lot of delusional people that work for the system, and they're going to say whatever they want because they know America is soft. And if they accuse us of being Nazis, we'll do whatever they say. Well, it's got to come to an end. That's why Trump calling Ilhan Omar a joke and a moron and somebody who needs to get the hell out is good. Stop bowing to, I don't like the American flag on the Nikes. Yes, sir, we'll take it off right now. You know, I don't like the Star Spangled Banner. We'll stop that. You know, I don't like families. You know what? Don't say mother or father. Okay, we won't say that. You know, it's like what level won't we bow to the left because the media will beat us up? Beat me up. I'm ready for it. More calls straight ahead, and then coming in one segment. Co-keepers. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Tricom. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't want to conquer anybody. I don't want to run anybody's life. But I'll tell you this, I'm not having somebody run mine. You want a war? You want an information war? You want the end of political correctness? You're going to get it now. Not by a bunch of buck-toothed racists that hate people because of what color they are. No, the left are the ones pushing race. But by red-blooded Christians of every race, color, and creed that aren't bowing to a bunch of Sharia law and a bunch of leftist communism and a bunch of crap. Your hoax of bullying us is coming to an end. Now, I got loaded phone lines, but I'm going to try to jam a few more in. I got a few clips I'm going to play that are very important. And then Stuart Rhodes is taking over in the rest of the fourth hour from Oath Keepers. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Andrew in Idaho, member of Oath Keepers, wants to talk about Trump's tweets on Ilhan Omar. Go ahead, sir.
Hi there, Alex.
Good, brother.
Hey, long-time listener. I've been with you since, I think, Bohemian Grove in 9/11. Been with Stuart Rhodes since after he founded Oath Keepers in Katrina. I'm actually Oath Keepers.
So you've been tuned in 20 years, sir. We salute you.
A long time, 35 years old, so I've been doing it since I was about 15, 16 years old.
That's great.
Trying to figure out this puzzle with you.
Let me ask you this then. How did you first, was it shortwave, or how did you first hear the show?
I think it was a YouTube before Google bought it. If you're looking at the Bohemian Grove video, it's probably the first.
So that was about 16 years ago. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was basically going to say, and sorry, I'm highly intelligent, not to do my own horn, but not very well spoken a lot of the time. But I was basically going to say, you know, the reason they don't want to fix their own countries or improve themselves is that they cannot beat you in that way. They cannot beat you with intellectual dialogue. They must constantly shut down your freedom of speech if you shut down your freedom of speech so that they, you know, can have a pretty much a gossip ring about you instead. I don't know how to explain that any better way, but
kind
of like the Nancy
the, listen,
Kerrigan
or they, the twisted, there are a lot of great folks from the third world. They want to come here and be part of it. But the twisted and evil never want to build it themselves. They always want to step in and run it all. They always want to run it and take control of it. They want to step in at the top level. They don't want to build something for 30, 40 years to try to be in charge and empower humanity with great responsibility. They want to just right away step into power.
Exactly. And I think kind of the plan is also to swamp us with numbers, kind of like the Persian army going against the Spartans. You know, they know they're not the elite, so they must kind of bring in as many numbers as they possibly can to kill us that way. But, just a quick rundown of my background. My grandfather raised me like his only son. He's Dal Bentley. He's a first cousin and good friends with Cleon Skousen. And it's just a great honor to be with you, sir.
Well, it's great honor to be with you, brother. God bless you. What a great patriot, Cleon Skousen. Right up there in the same area you're at. Thank you so much. Look, we got loaded phones with Lyle and Joe and Jim and Michael, and I've got all these clips to get to. I need to get to them all, but I want to take these calls as well. Let's just give each caller 30 seconds so they don't get no time. Lyle in Colorado, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your bodies, X2, Ultra 12, Brain Force. I'm a I'm an oil field worker. Travel around quite a bit, and I'm 61 years old, and I'm out rolling around 500-pound, 55-gallon drums with 20-something. So, thanks for that, brother. It's
well, I'm not going to mess with you. Those roughnecks are tough.
Well, I was thinking about loading up a couple busloads of them and backing up the Proud Boys at one of these Patriot prayer rallies. That would be just like they beat each other up going out drinking on a Friday night. yeah, they would shred those LARPing little pajama draped, whatever they are. I don't know, man. But
well, yeah, no, that's still one of the roughest things out there is oil field workers. There's not people complaining about OSHA rules out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're up here in northern Colorado with Jared Polis. I mean, we run a pretty tight ship. We follow all the rules. And
oh, I know, but I'm just saying that's still a rough profession.
Absolutely. I'm perplexed about Trump's situation at the southern border still. I don't want to say it's a straight up psyop, but that that communist that's in power in Mexico, I mean, it's, they got 15,000 troops at the U.S. Mexican border and only 6,000 at the southern. You know, and isn't that kind of bass ackwards?
Sure, the Mexican troops are making sure the narcotics come across. The Mexico is a total narcotic state.
Yes, a failed narco state. And I wondered if you'd heard anything, digressing, not more along the same lines. El Salvador, which has a communist in power now, I've heard from other alternative news sources, pretty reliable, that right now what they're doing down there is they're training these military age men in prison, 16 to 25. They're being co-opted by local MS-13 and the 18th Street gangs down there.
And oh, that's it. They're attacking Mexico and the U.S. I have articles here. That's the special camps they've got as the military age men that they find with a certain tattoos. And actually the left so pissed that they're stopping is they're literally trying to bring them in as their cannon fodder, yes.
Yeah, and then not only that, within their own country, apparently they're doing they're extorting money. They're collecting what's called war taxes, killing the head of the family, the males, and then abducting the women and putting them into slavery or whatever, human trafficking, and then also confiscating homes and property. And according to the sources I was listening to, these groups of men that they're actually training in prison that are going to be released and co-opted are going to be like the last wave or surge on our southern border.
Oh, exactly. That's all part of MS-13. It's why you saw the Democrats say they're God's children. And this is the collapse of civilization. This is how Islam operates. It's how Latin America is now operating. And it's the total collapse of civilization. This is the globalist war. And it's Hezbollah, it's MS-13, it's all of this together. You're absolutely right. I'm out of time. I meant to play Caitlin Bennett's new incredible video that we're going to get posted to InfoWars.com. We'll definitely have it during the war room in about 45 minutes where they ask the left to take illegal aliens in, but they won't. They say, oh, I've got to vet them first. Very powerful video going up on InfoWars.com. This other admission by the Big Tech Summit. Anti-Big Tech Summit that we're the main target, that video and more, that's coming up today. And again, I'm sorry to Joe and Jim and Michael. I got to do a lot of calls today. We did a pretty good job. So if you call me back tomorrow during the weekday show, I will go right to you. And again, I'm going to say this clearly. We were massively behind this year in the funding we need to just continue. But I've really worked hard, promoted products, some good ads, and part of that deficit was taken away to where we're able to operate right now. And I've always been so confident that I haven't really worried about it, but I've really got to tell listeners, now is the time to support. I want to thank you. I'm not complaining you haven't supported enough, but my God, if we're not proven we're the tip of the spear, we need your financial support, and we make it easy. Now, I've never been a marketer. I always just sell what I think is the best and the highest quality at low prices. And I got told by a few people we talked to over the years, hey, you keep selling everything so discounted, you're selling unbelievable amounts. But if you sell $30 million in a year, but you only make $5 million, $6 million, that doesn't fund your operation. So that's kind of the paradox we're in, is, you know, selling $40 million of stuff and making $10 million. That does not fund all these crew members and all these people and what we're doing and the expansions we need to do and all the things. I mean, BuzzFeed and stuff get $50 million a year. You know, Vice gets $600 million from, you know, and then Vox gets $250 million from NBC. We could run for 5, 6, 7 years off that. Because that's pure money. That's not like product sold, and then most of it's in cost. So InfoWarsStore.com, last days of the 1776 Worldwide Special, 75% off. That's a big loss. It's 25% off, and 1776 on all the apparel. We've got great shirts. We've got great books. We've got great films. We've got great supplements. We've got great protein bars, the best you're going to find anywhere. Everything we do is the best. InfoWarsStore.com. Our new t-shirts are super high quality fabric, everything. So please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now. The globalists are hoping you don't. Antifa, Ilhan Omar, AOC, the globalists, Hillary Clinton, they're hoping you sit on your hands. Please take action. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm filling in for the last part of the segment for the show. And I want to take callers at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I want to talk about the terror attack on the ICE facility on Saturday and also the attempt to take down or the flag taking down on Friday where the Mexican flag was flown over the ICE facility. Call in and talk about this. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now is the Weather Underground version, the modern Weather Underground, which is what Antifa is turning into. This is something that I predicted several years ago. I hate to be right about that, but I fear that the left now is going more and more kinetic. And one thing to keep in mind is that even if the powers that be don't want them to do this, a lot of these radical cells that they have around the country are going to go and do what this man did. Vince Bronson took it upon himself to go ahead and go full-on kinetic using firearms and bombs. And this is the great danger, is that the rhetoric from Omar and from AOC and others on the left, all over CNN, that these are concentration camps, that are actual concentration camps like Nazi Germany, are going to inspire a lot of these radical leftists to go all the way and start killing people. And now that they have, crossed the threshold, crossed the Rubicon of having one of their own going kinetic, they're holding him up as a martyr. They're not distancing themselves from him and saying, we don't agree with this. If the right has someone do something like this, of course, we all distance ourselves from them. The left does the exact opposite. They go around and laud him as a martyr, as an example to be followed. So I expect more copycats or more radical leftists with the same mindset, more radical communists, to go ahead and start doing the same thing. And this is exactly what we've seen throughout history. The radical anarchist left, the Marxist anarchist left, loves to throw bombs and loves to set off explosives and assassinate people. It's been done throughout history. So my concern is that any one of these people could snap and go and do it, and next time be more competent potentially than this guy was. Thankfully, this guy was not very competent and didn't actually kill anybody. But imagine if they did kill someone, then you would have a situation that could spiral out of control, of the perception being that we're now in an open civil war. And one guy doing it doesn't quite do that, but if you get a series of attacks that are deadly or increasingly more deadly, you could wind up with people on the political right saying we have no choice now but to go hunt Antifa down and make an open season on Antifa. So the question really is what should President Trump be doing about this? I believe what he should be doing is, A, get his department, DHS and FBI, to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. This attack right here and their response and their drumbeat for more is enough to do that. He should do that immediately. Put the lid on Antifa. The second thing he should do also is to call up the National Guard of Oregon, for example, and put them on the streets of Portland to keep the peace. We have an upcoming Patriot event on August 17th that could turn into a powder keg if you have a continued pattern of the Portland PD standing down at the orders of their mayor / police commissioner, who has told them not to interfere. So it's a ticking time bomb, and I think President Trump must step in as a commander-in-chief and put a stop to it. So let's take a caller. Let's go ahead and go with Jim in Indiana about accountability for the terrorist attacks against ICE. Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Excellent. So what are your thoughts on this?
First of all, thank you for your service and your continued service. And God bless you and your family. and you know, all those who stand up for, you know, America. But about accountability, you kind of stole my thunder with what you just said, because every time I've heard you on the air, you constantly say Trump needs to start exercising his executive powers as commander-in-chief. Fully agree with that. But there also has to be accountability across the board. You start holding, like you said, label them a terrorist group, you'll see a diminish in some of the useful idiots who are just going out there playing weekend Avatar Warrior or whatever. But they have to start being held accountable. These mayors and these politicians who openly disregard our laws. You have complete lawlessness, and they need to be held accountable. I mean,
absolutely correct. This is the thing Dr. Evan Vieira and I have both been saying for quite a long time, is that there has to be an effort by the DOJ to investigate and prosecute the sanctuary city and sanctuary county and sanctuary state officials who are doing all they can to, one, shelter Antifa, and two, shelter the illegals. And they're committing federal felonies when they shelter the illegal aliens.
Exactly. I mean, you have state officials and even local mayors who are openly just, you know, hey, we're going to protect illegal aliens and not American citizens. They should have been SWAT teamed. They should have been perp walked and let out and say, you know what, you know, it comes to a point where people have to start being held accountable, because the American people are sick of it. They're sick of watching people, you know, skirt through the raindrops. And it's, I mean, from the bottom up, the people who support them financially, it's disgusting. It's true.
Well, if they are, and I'm not a person who's in favor of running around and declaring, I mean, you know, God forbid that be done to us, right? This is the problem when we start declaring domestic groups terrorist groups. But Antifa fits the bill perfectly. They openly advocate the use of force, or the threatened use of force, to coerce political outcomes, to suppress speech and assembly, and to crush their political opponents. That is the definition of terrorism in the current federal statutes. So it fits the bill perfectly, and it's not just an outlier here or there. This is their constant drumbeat. You go to some of the more popular sites, like It's Going Down, and they'll defend what they do as, well, it's not a violation of the First Amendment, because the First Amendment only applies to the government, so we can go ahead and suppress free speech all we want. So they're openly telling you it's what they're doing when they go out in the streets. And they do it in a very coordinated way. The Black Bloc is designed to shelter assailants. They all dress the same, and they wear masks so that one person can jump out and hit somebody in the head with a bike lock, for example, or a club, and then fade back into this big block of identically dressed people who are difficult to tell one from another. That's how they hide inside that big black block. Well, Jim, thanks for calling. I appreciate you very much. Let's go to Dave in Alaska about the ICE attacks and about President Trump. Go ahead, Dave.
First of all, I've been trying to call for years, and the first time I got through, and if you could pass on to Alex that us folks here in Alaska appreciate free shipping, because things to be shipped out here cost more than the product. In terms of how you feel and how the last caller feels, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate. And I thought that way at first, but I think that President Trump knows a lot more than we do. He's got a lot of sources of information, and I think that he has to go through the process of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, where he's got to get a rock solid case against these people because they have so much money, so many good attorneys, etc. He was also new to the government, and he didn't know how the system worked, so he started off slow, and I think it's getting better and better, and I think that with time, which is running out, of course, I think that he will get these, you know, bad guys. I think that we will see people go to prison. I think that we will see things happen in Gitmo.
Well, my concern is the time is running out. In fact, time is running out on this call. So thanks for calling in, and we'll get you on the other side. Thank you.
On
to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here we go. It's Stuart Rhodes filling in for Alex Jones. I'm talking to Dave from Alaska, and Dave was bringing up a point that the president's got a plan. He's surrounded by good advisors. Dave, unfortunately, the problem is as Alex has been saying for quite a long time, and myself as well, President Trump is surrounded by deep state functionaries who are leftovers from the Obama administration, or they've been rhinos inside the GOP for many years. This is a sad truth. So my concern is that, you know, we have clear violations of federal law, clear violations of federal felony statutes against harboring illegal aliens or committing the conspiracy of aiding and abetting illegal aliens. You've got clear obvious terrorism being committed by Antifa. In fact, you know, the definition of terrorism today in federal statutes, if they can bring that up real quick, I'll read it to you. But it just lays out that it's the use of force or threatened use of force to coerce a political population, the people themselves or the government. That's exactly what's going on today. And so, you know, it'd be nice if there was a plan, but we're running out of time. So what do you say to that, Dave?
Well, I do agree with you, but if I was to switch gears a little bit and talk about the pedophilia situation, you talk about the massive amount of arrests that have happened since he's been in office, and now this out of the clear blue with Epstein, and Epstein, you know, was kind of tied in with the, I think, CIA and blackmailing Democrats and Republicans, and I think that these people are coerced into voting and doing certain things, because a lot of things these people do, even like Chief Justice Roberts, it makes zero sense. And that's because there's a big guillotine over their head. And I think that, you know, Trump is slowly building the blocks to get these people out. Yeah, he's getting bad advice from some people. There's a lot of bad guys. His life's in jeopardy every day. But I think that he's moving forward, but that's why he's got to get elected in 2020 to finish cleaning the house.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's certainly true. I think it's all, you know, commonly held belief among people on the political right now, but it's very clear that that's how they do it. It's the same thing that J. Edgar Hoover did. Like, that's why he stayed in the FBI until he died. He had dossiers on everybody. That's long before the internet, long before high tech. So yeah, I think you're correct. That's the only way to explain what Justice Roberts has been doing or others, that they have something over them. So that's very true. Problem is, though, is the, you know, the idea that, well, you know, he's got to get reelected in order to keep cleaning house. That's probably what he thinks. But the problem is that he will have the election stolen out from underneath him. And I watched the Tucker Carlson interview he did, where Tucker is trying to warn him that, look, you know, Google's going to get you. They're planning on, you know, they've been exposed by Project Veritas as plotting your political demise. They're out to get you. And he said, well, I beat them before, I'll beat them again. The thing is, you know, that was 3 years ago. And by the time it comes election time, 4 years later, they will have made sure they fixed the problems that allowed Trump to be elected in the first place. My concern is unless he takes decisive action now to suppress the insurrection by the radical left, and in particular to stop their planned vote fraud, I think he'll have the election stolen out from underneath him, and the clock will run out, and that'll be the end of it. Well, thanks, Dave, for calling. Appreciate your phone call. Now we're going to go to Andy from Missouri, who wants to talk about how nihilism is taking over in place of American values. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, pretty good. How about yourself, Stuart?
Doing great. So what are your thoughts on that?
Good to talk to you. Yeah, so what I want to talk about is American values and how we're slowly and mainly exponentially starting to lose these basic core traits that we have as Americans to nihilistic worldview. We've seen this happen before. I mean, Friedrich Nietzsche even talked about this in the 1800s prior to the fall of the Soviets and Germans. And how whenever you give up your values, and in this case, he talked about Christianity, which I feel it's still the same because we're kind of a holdout here in America, that when you give that up, that the void is filled by nihilism. And what happens is when you lose your culture and you lose your roots, then these bad things creep in. You know, the previous caller just talked about pedophilia, you know, and that's always been around.
Right.
But it hasn't been accepted. And there's many things now that are accepted that wouldn't have been a couple of decades ago.
What was the name of that one, the defector from the KGB? It was Yuri, what was his last name? I can't remember his name. What's it, Brezhnev? Bezmenov, right. Yuri Bezmenov warned about this. You can find the video on YouTube back from, the 80s, where he talked about this is the plan that was the plan of the Soviet Union, was to demoralize Americans, destroy, you know, make them ignorant of their own history, destroy the religious foundation of Christianity, you know, in a sense of morals, destroy their patriotism, and just, you know, and then flood them with drugs. And, of course, back then, a lot of folks dismissed that as a conspiracy theory. That's exactly what's been done. That's what's being done now by domestic enemies of the Constitution on the far left. They are attacking because they believe, you know, in Marxist theory, which is like their religion, they believe that mankind is simply an animal, that there's no real inherent you know, divine spark, that there's no such thing as natural rights, that all these are just man-made constructs. So a lot of them sincerely believe that you can make people into whatever you want them to be, you know, multiple genders or whatever you want. But the other side of it is it's also their way of undermining and attacking our society. And when you tie in the radical Islamists, they also loved to see this happen to the United States and to the West. They want to see the Christian faith eroded and destroyed. They want to see, you know, any concepts of a higher power and a higher obligation and duty disappear. Because for them, of course, they have this ultimate goal of a caliphate. It's a thousand-year plan. If it takes that long, they're fine with that. And the radical left is very similar. A Marxist, you know, a communist, like someone in Antifa, for them, it's like a religion. They see this as their life's purpose is to do a long march and fulfill the revolution. And so it's like Marx is their version of Allah. It's Marx is their God. And Lenin and Stalin, those are the prophets. And that's why you'll see, you know, Maoists running around with Chairman Mao tattoos and flags. But they worship Lenin and Stalin and Mao. And even if you point out all their mass murder, they'll explain it away as being somehow the West's fault, or they'll deny it even happened. I recently got in an argument with a communist on Twitter who said that, oh, you're talking about when I pointed out that, you know, upwards of 100 million people were killed by Stalin and by Mao. And he says, well, no, that was the war dead from World War I and World War II. That's why so many Soviets died. And I'm not talking about war dead. I'm talking about killed by their own government. So, you know, it's kind of sad, but that's what their goal is they replace the religion of Christianity and belief in natural rights that dominated the West, and they replace that with allegiance to Mao and Marx as, you know, the wave of the future, you know, post-history. And then radical Islamists, of course, love this, which is why they coddle and get in bed with the radical leftists, because they both are in agreement on one thing. The West must be destroyed. The United States must be destroyed. Our Constitution must be destroyed. And, of course, I believe that the Islamists look at all these radical leftists as useful idiots who believe that they're somehow going to be on top. And in the end, it's going to be the Islamists on top because they have the harder faith, is to your point. Well, thank you very much, Dan, for calling in. Appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Brian from California. Brian, you're saying we need to start the war now while we have presidential support. Please explain what you mean by that.
Well, because what's going to happen is the second we lose the election, they're going to say, oh, you're not accepting the result. And then the left is going to have their, you know, ability to resist. And then we're going to have our ability to resist. It's better to do it now when we have presidential support. Because once somebody else gets in, it's going to be troops turned on us.
Well, this is something I've actually said myself a few times. And I want to make something very clear, though. I don't want to see a civil war in this country. It'd be horrific. But if we're going to have one, if the left is going to force us to fight, which is what it's looking like it's going to be, then I agree with you. It's better that it start under President Trump, which is why. But the way to do it, though, is if they're going to have it, then let them be the ones to start it. As my late friend Mike Vanderbilt would always say, you know, no Fort Sumters. Make sure that you're on the defensive and you keep the moral high ground. So I think the way to do that is for Trump to be proactive and use his powers as commander and chief, his constitutional powers, to suppress the insurrection by the radical left, by Antifa. He should deploy the National Guard in the streets of Portland, for example, or anywhere else that Antifa is rising up and threatening to kill ICE. He should have National Guardsmen federalized into federal service and posted at those ICE facilities and let them attack the National Guard. That's how you want to start it off if you're going to have a fight.
But you know that's not going to happen.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we can encourage the president to step up and do his duty under his oath, right?
Well, I mean, it's up to us.
It is up to us. But I think it's up to us to prod him to do his duty. That's what I think. So we'll talk about that after the break very much. Thank you for calling in. Stand by.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Filling in for Alex Jones, and I'm talking to Brian from California. We're having a rather interesting conversation where Brian says we need to start the war now while we have presidential support. One thing I want to stress is that we have to remember the founding fathers' example. They maintained the moral high ground while they prepared for battle. They did all they could through the legal mechanisms available to them to petition the king and to correct the course, but they also got themselves squared away and got their act together and prepare the battle space, and that's kind of what we have to do too. And of course, they gave us tools to use in that we have not been using. Primary among them is the president's power as commander in chief, one, to seal the border with troops, to stop the flow, the influx of illegal aliens into our country, which is what he needs to do. This is something that Dr. Edwin Vieira and I have been talking about for quite a long time. But the other one is, and this goes back to Brian's point, I think, is he also has the authority to call forth the militia, and that includes us. There's the unorganized militia, that's all of us, who are not in the National Guard, and then there's the so-called organized militia. And so President Trump certainly could call us up to go and execute the laws of the Union to suppress the insurrection by the radical left and to repel the invasion down the border. He could do, you know, all those three things by calling us up. So I agree with Brian, it is up to us, but I think the first goal or first duty that we have is to remind the president and urge him to use his full authority as commander-in-chief, his full constitutional authority. And I'm not talking about martial law. Martial law is nowhere in the Constitution. It's not constitutional. I'm talking about what the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, talks about calling forth a militia force to suppress insurrections, repel invasions, and execute the laws of the Union, including our laws against terrorism, for example, with Antifa. So, Brian, what I would encourage you to focus on is our responsibility to step up now and, A, defend. I think we should all be standing outside of ICE centers, standing in solidarity with them, showing them our support, defending our flag, and also protecting people who are being attacked by Antifa. That's a no-brainer. It's something that we have done for years and other groups have done as well, 3%ers, Proud Boys, et cetera. I think we need to do more of that. But we need to do that with discipline and say, okay, we're going to respect their right, even though they're, you know, anti-American communists. They have a right to protest and a right to free speech, but as soon as they cross a line in the physical force, we will stop them. We'll use force to stop force if we have to. I think that's the best tack to take while we encourage the president to stand up and use his authority as commander-in-chief over the National Guard by putting him on the streets of Portland, for example, and then if he has to, also calling us up as the militia. What do you say to that, Brian?
I agree. And let me slow down a little bit. I'm a former Marine, former law enforcement. I'm an oath keeper. I met you at Berkeley. I have to rattle everything off because Alex doesn't give you much chance.
Are you at Berkeley? But,
yes, I was at Berkeley. I was the one that was protecting Pettibone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember you. You're actually, you're a young Hispanic male, right?
No, little white guy.
Okay, you were there with another, but there was another guy there that was Hispanic. Okay, well, good to go. Well, tell us a little, just tell folks about that experience.
That was interesting. When they throw dumpsters at you, and the very first explosion went off a foot in front of me and right between somebody's feet right in front of me. That day, I got hit by a lead pipe. I got hit by two explosives.
You got hit by what?
Somebody tried to hit me with their bike. What? They were throwing the bombs that day.
Right, they're throwing the M80s. Right.
Yeah. I got hit by two of those.
And someone hit you with a lead pipe? I didn't even hear about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he was probably a 16-year-old black male running around with like a. It was probably like, you know, those pipes that you run conduit through? It was about 7 feet long, and he, like, whipped it up and came right down on my collarbone, almost broke it.
Wow. So you were one of the guys that were out on the very front line that day.
Yes. I was up there with, all the, you know, the guys in there throwing the dumpster around and everything, yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for being there. Appreciate you very much. And how are things now? Are you still in Berkeley?
I'm in Richmond, California, right now.
And how are things there right now?
Oh, man. California's going down. And the second the tech industry gets hammered by Trump, hopefully, and they collapse, this area is going to descend into complete chaos. Because you're talking about the false economy of the Bay Area, where you take the 49 other states' taxes, write grants of billions of dollars, put them, concentrate them all in the Bay Area. Once that goes away, it's going to be complete mayhem here.
Now, I know a lot of folks who are patriot-minded are starting to flee California. There's a mass exodus. Is that something that you're thinking about doing, or is your position you're going to stay there and take a stand?
If I could flee, I would. I just don't have the resources.
Now, one reminder for a lot of the folks is that California is still about, 35 or 40% conservative. It's just that you've been tipped over to the other side. But there's still quite a few patriotic Americans who live in California, and we should not give up on them.
It's 60%. It's 60% conservative here. I mean, the greatest conservative president ever, besides Trump, Reagan came from here. I've been in 7 militias all across California. And let me just say, they know how to deal with the Bay Area.
So you think it's vote fraud that has allowed the Democrats to flip California blue, or how do you explain that?
It's population condensation or condensing, and with the voter fraud, absolutely.
Okay, what are your final thoughts? No. You want to tell from occupied territory in California? Any final thoughts you want to tell the folks out there?
Alex, you want to really make a lot of money? When somebody donates $100, $200, $500, $1,000, you send them a unique shirt and sticker they can put on their car that says, I contributed this much. You will get thousands of people to contribute to get that. Thousands.
Like a
and
top.
You can probably open. What?
Oh, go ahead.
And I was saying, here's a great concept. Think of this. You're selling tubes of toothpaste for $5 and getting a dollar, right? What if you just opened InfoWars Bank?
Interesting.
Every single patriot that was removed from every single bank and they put $10,000 into you, you would have so much power to destroy them through your own power of the money that you have consolidated with the conservatives. You would be unstoppable, Alex.
Interesting idea. Well, thanks, Brian, for calling in, and you be safe out there. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Carl from Texas. Carl, go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Stuart, doing a great job. The products are fantastic. I was in the Army for 30 years, a little older man, as you could imagine, and without those products, I wouldn't have the quality of life that I have, so really appreciate that.
Awesome. Which ones are you using right now?
Well, the bone broth is real good, and I use the fusion. I mean, I go through the list. I mean, I use most everything. The red pill is fantastic. It's got the pralinone in it. It helps the back.
And how old are you?
I'm 66.
And you feel your quality of life has gone up since you've been using these products?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good to
absolutely.
Hear.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you want to call in about?
Well, you know, the Christians had a thing years ago that I was involved with. It's called Promise Keepers.
Right.
What they would do is they contract a sports arena, and they invite Christians to come. A lot of churches were involved in that, and they would send Christians, and they had a wonderful conference. Well, I think Info Warriors and a lot of patriots don't have the venue to go and to meet like-minded people. I mean, just having a T-shirt and walking around town, that's not good enough. So my idea is that if you could get the Oath Keepers, the Info Warriors, and even, you know, the 3%ers, whatever patriot organizations that were vetted and wanted to participate, you could get a stadium and have people, and you could even charge, you know, and have a large conference where patriots can meet one another. It could be like a movement. And it's something that, plus, it, you know, you could use it as a mobilization effort where people could really understand what your organizations right. are about, how they could get involved.
That's a good idea. We've been to the Hear the Watchman conference, which has been in Dallas, Texas for a few years and other places in the country. But sure, that's actually a pretty good idea. It'd be kind of nice to have an InfoWarrior/2% or Oath Keeper conference. Thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate that very much. God bless you. Okay, to the end of the side, we'll talk to Will from Massachusetts about Antifa and accountability.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.